On the morning of May 24th, 2004, 53-year-old Oki Kite, who everyone referred to by his middle name, Al, was a no-show for work at his Denver area engineering firm. A series of phone calls would eventually lead to police performing a wellness check on his townhouse in Aurora, Colorado. But what they found inside of Al's home would horrify everyone in this community. Al Kite was a middle-aged bachelor who enjoyed the outdoors, who was known as a kind, warm, and amiable person. But the discovery of Al's body in the basement of his townhome, which he had been attempting to find a new tenant for in the weeks before his death, led to numerous unanswered questions. For starters, it was learned that Al's final hours had not been quick or painless. For some unknown reason, this unidentified killer had managed to lure Al into the basement, and there, proceeded to hogtie and torture Al for several hours before finally killing him. It was then learned that this unknown individual had likely posed as a potential tenant, and might have even planned on moving into Al's basement on the evening that Al was killed. Yet, this killer had left behind a very confusing puzzle in his wake. He had somehow managed to avoid being directly seen by any of Al's neighbors or loved ones, had supplied Al with fake information on his rental application, and had committed a number of bizarre acts in and out of Al's home in an effort to confuse the investigators. By all indications, this gruesome murder had been planned well in advance by the psychopath, but the reasoning why would remain the most confusing part of this case for years to come. I originally covered Al's story back in June of 2018, and honestly, there is so much information in that episode that I would encourage you all to go back and listen to it before we continue. That's because we have learned a bit more about the mysterious individual that was inside Al Kite's home on the night of his murder, and without important context, a lot of this information might be somewhat confusing. Hopefully, these clues, which have only surfaced over the past couple of months, due to the hard work of Paul Holes and other DNA-centric investigators, will help lead investigators to the culprit behind this bizarre and vicious murder. In a recent episode of The DNA of Murder with Paul Holes, it was revealed that the torture of Al Kite had been more extensive than previously thought. In addition to stabbing Al Kite dozens of times, this killer had hogtied Al in a very peculiar way, which may or may not be linked to the stylings of the Turkish Hezbollah, a paramilitary group based out of Turkey that dissolved in the early 2000s. Many of its members remained unidentified in the years to come, as they all virtually scattered into the wind. It is believed that this style of binding that Al Kite was subjected to, paired with an odd form of foot torture that Al received called falaka, indicates that this killer was a member of the Turkish Hezbollah. If so, that would narrow down the pool of potential killers to a much smaller number than ever conceived of in this case, and would hopefully help whittle down the list of suspects to individuals that had emigrated to the US from Eastern Europe. In my original coverage of this story, I mentioned a partial sample of DNA that police had been able to find inside of Al Kite's home, which hinted at the identity of the killer. This sample, which came in the form of a single drop of blood found on the stairs leading down to the basement, was later submitted to Parabon Nanolabs, where it helped create a snapshot of this supposed killer. It is also worth mentioning that this sample has been submitted to national DNA databases, but has failed to locate a match so far, indicating that this killer does not have a recent criminal record. However, analysis of this sample reveals that this individual has ancestral ties to the Balkan area, giving further credence to this Turkish Hezbollah theory. If you'll recall from my original episode, I mentioned that one of the potential victims this killer had met with, a local Romanian language instructor that was renting out a room, and claimed to encounter this mysterious killer with the alias of Robert Cooper, claimed that this eerie individual spoke in a slightly Romanian accent, and seemed to have a hint of Hungarian in there as well. All of this information points to the unsub being someone with a very specific past, who targeted Al Kite for a reason that is yet unexplained. DNA testing has been able to reveal that this killer has living relatives living in the Balkan area, possibly even Romania, and might even still be living in the US today. If so, we can only hope that the identity of this killer is close at hand, and that investigators will have it before long. Police in Aurora are continuing to submit this DNA to databases all over the country, and as reported by Oxygen a little over a month ago, in November, are working with the FBI to create a family tree in an effort to finally track down this violent killer. Hopefully, I will have a more comprehensive update for you all in the near future, but until then, the story of Oki Alkite remains unresolved.